live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening. It's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, HICWA is warning another serious safeguarding incident is conceivable if the HSC doesn't address governance and oversight issues at disability centres in Donegal. It follows a number of reports published today. We'll be hearing from two senior HICWA inspectors. We'll also hear from Donegal Deputy Thomas Pringle, who says this cannot just be treated as a Donegal problem. He says governance issues abound at every level of the HSC. The chair of the Regional Health Forum West says a lack of funding from government and SAOTHA is seriously impacting the provision of services at Letterkenny University Hospital, and the Children's Ombudsman on MICA. Later in the bulletin, Kenny is here with sports news. That's coming up at around 5:15, but we begin with the publication earlier today of some damning reports by HICWA. HICWA is warning another serious safeguarding incident is conceivable if the HSC doesn't address governance and oversight issues at disability centres in Donegal. The body has called on the HSC to address its poor oversight and governance at a local, regional and national level following inspections at 18 HSC-run centres for people with disabilities in the county. HICWA inspectors did not identify any known safeguarding issues affecting residents in the centres that hadn't been appropriately responded to. The HSC says a detailed compliance plan has been submitted to HICWA. Chief HICWA Inspector Carl Grogan says they'll be monitoring if that plan is being implemented and maintained.
Where the provider demonstrates capacity that they can improve, and we've seen that with the HSC and the other areas in CH01, in such as Sligo, then we afford them the opportunity. So this is the HSC's opportunity now to implement this plan, but it's also to sustain the improvements.
Well, earlier today, Michaela Clark spoke to Finbar Colfer, who's the HICWA Chief Inspector with specific responsibility for disability services.
We've undertaken a series of inspections in January of this year, and that was on foot of concerns we had about the management of safeguarding in centres in Donegal. And it particularly followed the most recent situation, safeguarding issue that arose on an inspection in November 2021. The Chief Inspector initiated an inspection program focused on the safeguarding of residents, but also on how those safeguarding arrangements are managed. And what we found was that a critical component of safeguarding is not just managing at a centre level, but also at provider level. And what we found was that the arrangements for managing safeguarding at a provider level, at HSE level in Donegal, were insufficient. We have now required the HSE to give us an action plan to address that issue and to strengthen their safeguarding arrangements. And they have given us a very detailed plan. As next steps, Michaela, we have already initiated a program of further inspections where we're looking to see not just has the HSE implemented their own plan, but also are those actions within that plan driving improvements to the safety and the quality of life of people who live in centres in Donegal.
These follow-up inspections that HICWA are going to carry out will be vital for the residents and their families to ensure that they are in a safe environment.
They certainly will. Any safeguarding concerns are a serious concern, not just to the Chief Inspector and ourselves in HICWA, but obviously to residents and to families. Once we carry out those inspections and complete our findings, we'll be publishing those inspection reports so families and people who live in centres can access those reports and see what it is that we're finding and can see whether there are improvements.
And that was Finbar Colfer of HICWA speaking there to Michaela Clark. Well, Donegal Deputy Thomas Pringle says this cannot just be treated as a Donegal problem. He says governance issues abound at every level of the HSE.
The staff themselves and the centres have been working very hard and working very well, but they're not been given the support. And that's clear now from this report. It was clear in the Brandon report as well. And interestingly as well, I think the report highlights that it's the whole way to the top of the HSE as well that the problem is. It's not confined to Donegal or the CH01 area.
And you can get a link to the full report on our website, highlandradio.com. You can also read the HSC's response to what HICWA had to say. That's available also in full on our website. In other news, initial project approval has been received for a planned extension at Deal College in Raphoe. The project will consist of 9 classrooms, 2 SET rooms, 2 engineering rooms, 1 technology prep room, 2 science labs, 4 classroom SEN bases, classroom extensions, refurbishment of existing woodwork room, home economics room and staff room, and conversion of an existing DCG room. Minister Charlie McConnell says this essentially is the green light for this massive extension project for Deal College. He praised the staff, students and parents for their work in bringing this to fruition, along with the community in Raphoe. 2,000 new cases of COVID-19 have been reported this evening, of which 980 were confirmed by PCR tests. A further 1,020 people registered positive antigen tests on the HSE portal. As of 8 this morning, there were 378 COVID-19 patients in hospital, 39 of them in intensive care. Latest figures for Letterkenny University Hospital show 11 infected patients, one of them in intensive care. Meanwhile, from today, the Department of Health will no longer publish daily COVID-19 figures, with the government's COVID hub being regularly updated online. There's a link to that hub on our website, highlandradio.com. The department says it will continue to closely monitor the COVID situation. The chair of the Regional Health Forum West says a lack of funding from government and SAOTHA is seriously impacting the provision of services at Letterkenny University Hospital. Councillor Jerry McMonagle says it's time for a new cross-border emphasis, arguing that rather than losing services such as the angiogram facility, which is being withdrawn in June, more services should be provided on a regional basis. He told Greg Hughes on today's 9 till noon show there is sufficient critical mass in the northwest region to provide services locally. He says when it comes to funding, Letterkenny University Hospital is getting a raw deal.
We would be on a par with the difficulties that Limerick are probably having. I mean, Letterkenny University Hospital is the 6th largest hospital in the state. But we would be funded around, and we'd be coming in at around 11th or 12th funded. We have a lot more footfall in patients than Sligo would have, but Sligo is funded better than what Letterkenny is. We need to look at Letterkenny University Hospital in the whole. And this latest withdrawal of services is nothing short of disgraceful. We have a very good working relationship and partnership with Altigavin Hospital, with cancer services and with cardiac services. We have that critical mass of a population in the Derry, West Tyrone and Donegal. There's no need for us or any of our people in Donegal, they have to travel to Galway and Dublin for treatments when we have the critical mass up here. Mm. And the issue here is a lack of investment by our government and indeed SAOTHA. And we need to be arguing for that at every opportunity we get. Letterkenny University Hospital needs to come clean. Sean Murphy was on your show yesterday, and he said he had known for February, and it was an English company. And we were not informed. And we've had a meeting since Sean Murphy and the hospital was made aware with Sean Murphy for an update on services at the hospital. And we were not made aware that this was happening.
Wow.
That was very, very wrong. Is Brexit playing a part in this?
And that was Councillor Jerry McMonagle there speaking to Greg Hughes on today's 9 till noon show. The Children's Ombudsman says the trauma mica is causing for children in Donegal is very clear. Dr. Niall Muldoon, a native of the county, says he's received correspondence from children whose homes are affected by defective blocks. He says the impact of mica on children is similar to that seen in children who are homeless. He says there are limits on his role in intervention on the issue, but says he's continuing to closely monitor it.
I've heard from a number of children, many of the children have written to me in regards to mica, and it's been heartbreaking to hear the stories, and I can see the trauma that comes from that, because we've worked with children homeless, we've worked with children in traveller halting sites, and I know what happens to children and the way their personal sense of identity is damaged when they're not secure in the home they're in. They're not sure where they're going to stay there, they're not sure if it's safe, they don't feel that they can relax in a home. Mm-hmm. And it's the same with mica. The trauma that's there is very, very clear, and the children who wrote to me were very, very clear about it. And what I've done is I've kept an eye on it.
The US ambassador to Ireland is to visit Donegal next month. Claire D. Cronin will be in the county from May 9th to 11th. She'll be travelling to Carramina near Moville, where her grandfather, Hugh McLaughlin, was born. Ambassador Cronin says she's looking forward to learning about family connections in Moville and says she feels a great sense of connection to Donegal and its people. A regeneration strategy has been published for Ballybofey, Stranraer town centres. The document, which was jointly prepared by Donegal County Council and the Ballybofey and Stranraer Chamber of Commerce, sets out what the Council says is an exciting and ambitious vision, which outlines key priorities and actions for regeneration up to 2040 and beyond. It's the culmination of a process which began with an initial consultation event in 2019. Links to the plan on Donegal County Council and the Chamber's websites also on our website, HighlandRadio.com. Ireland can lead reform of the UN Security Council in the wake of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. That's according to a Fine Gael TD. The head of the UN has said the Security Council failed in its role to prevent and stop the war. Ireland will be a member of the Council until the end of this year. Fine Gael's European spokesperson Neil Richmond agrees the Council hasn't done all it could.
I would agree, simply because the UN Security Council isn't designed in a way that it could have done more. It's absolutely hamstrung by the fact that two members can veto everything, including one member who is completely responsible for this war. So whilst I'd agree with the comments, I think we can't just leave them there. It's now up to all members of the UN Security Council, including Ireland, to work towards reform of the veto mechanism.
Minister Eamon Ryan has been warned some boats may never return to Killybegs Harbour as the weighing debacle there continues. He countered that if there isn't agreement on a control plan, then all catches arriving in Killybegs will have to be weighed at the pierside. The issue was raised in the Dáil by Donegal Deputy Pierce Doherty, who outlined how the current control plan resulted in fishermen being unable to land their catch or it being sold instead as fishmeal. It then emerged yesterday that two fish processors who had fish landed in Derry had their in-factory licences suspended. The SFPA, in a statement to Highland Radio News, rejected industry suggestions that Brexit protocols mean Derry is treated in the same way as other Irish ports. They say that is not and never was the case. Well, Deputy Doherty told the Dáil, government intervention is now more important than ever.
It's forced some fishing vessels to turn away from Killybegs, never to return. Others have to turn fish for human consumption into fish meal. And two fishing vessels were forced to land in Derry to then have their catch transported to Killybegs for processing. Now, if that wasn't bad enough, the SFPA have now removed the in-factory weighing permits from the two fish factories in Killybegs on the basis, and I quote, that the SFPA remains of the view that the landing took place outside of Ireland. Now, Minister, do you regard Derry as outside of Ireland? And are you going to allow the SFPA to put a hard border on the island of Ireland and punish your fishermen and fish producers for daring to challenge this madness?
The SPFA on the 31st of March sought to undertake an inspection which would include supervising the weighing before transport of a fishing vessel at Killybegs Harbour. Such weighings are required by the interim EU control plan as approved by the European Commission. The SFPA confirms that the master of the vessel and the operator objected to the process for weighing upon landing, and subsequently the master of the vessel chose to leave the port. Since then, two further vessels that the SFPA sought to conduct a supervised weighing on in Killybegs Harbour departed the harbour without landing the fish on board. A form of control plan to enable the derogation of weighing of fishery products after transport in Ireland was submitted to the European Commission in March this year. Unless the Commission approves this plan, the derogation that allows for weighing after transport will cease, and this will involve landings being weighed on the pier side until a new control plan is in place.
Irish Water says works to replace old water mains in Inch Island and South Inishowen are being prioritised on approval based on burst frequency. The utility says the works are currently moving through a detailed design and site investigation stage. Earlier today, the Cathaoirleach of Donegal County Council compared South Inishowen to a third world country, with residents now on a third day without water. The supplies in Inchmaharabeg and Burnfoot have been affected by a burst water main since Wednesday. Irish Water were today working to repair a number of burst mains in South Inishowen and elsewhere in the county. The Inishowen Development Partnership is to receive a share of a €526,000 fund for social enterprise awareness raising projects. The €50,000 fund for Inishowen was announced by Minister Heather Humphreys. A number of music festivals are returning this weekend across the country after 2 years of cancellations, including the Derry Jazz Festival. Imelda May, who'll be headlining the festival in Derry, says when push comes to shove, there is nothing like a live gig.
There's something magical that happens at a live gig that you can't recreate on Zoom. And it's the energy in the room, the vibrations and the connections with everybody being together. I think we tune into each other's frequencies and it does create this electricity in the room. And the more the audience gives to us, the more we give back. It's this circular motion.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, now stocking the new Donegal GAA home jersey at michaelmurphysports.ie.
17 minutes past five. Good evening, Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Donal. Good evening. Starting with soccer, and Fin Harps play host to Shelburne in the SSE Electricity Premier Division action tonight. Kickoff at Fin Park is at 8 o'clock. Dermot Doherty will have live updates here in Highland Radio this evening. Harps' sole win of the 2022 campaign came at Talca Park last month as they defeated Shelburne 3-0. So fans will be hoping for a repeat performance tonight. They will, however, be without captain Dave Webster, who suffered a season-ending knee injury against Bohemians a fortnight ago. In other team news, Ryan Connolly, Ryan Rainey and Connor Tourish are all doubts. Eric McWoods serves the first of an additional two-game suspension handed down for violent conduct, while Ethan Boyle also misses out after accumulating five yellow cards. Former Fin Harps skipper Declan Boyle says the players who come in tonight must take their opportunity.
Yeah, listen, it's an opportunity for other players to come into those positions. And then obviously for the Harps, you've got Dale Webster, that bad news on the captain who's been out for the season, and that's a massive loss to Harps for the whole season, not just for obviously tomorrow night. So yeah, both teams will be down to bare bones in regards defensively. So, you know, Harps have played against Sligo Rovers and we're missing six or seven of the key players and put on a really gutsy performance on the night, and they'll be looking for something similar. But it is an opportunity for players to come in and to do well. And we know Rob Slevin has come in obviously and played centre half in that position, so he might play tomorrow night in the left side centre back. Regan Donnan's coming in and done reasonably well in the last couple of games and is finding his feet. So they're the kind of players that they'll come in. Jesse Devers probably might get a chance tomorrow night as well. So players that are normally not playing get a chance tomorrow night, and you know, and this is what they want. I mean, they're training all the time, they want to play in games, and they're probably knocking at the manager's door looking to get opportunities. And tomorrow night, if they might get the opportunity, and they got to make sure they play well when they get that opportunity.
Yeah, kick off tonight, Fin Park, 8 o'clock. Well, leaders Derry City, they're expecting another tough examination this evening. They head to Inchicore to take on St Pat's, who are currently third in the table. Jack Malone is the only fresh injury concern for Derry, who'll be hoping to bring the impetus of last weekend's 7-1 drubbing of UCD to Richmond Park. That game kicks off at 7:45. Elsewhere, second place Shamrock Rovers, they're away to Sligo Rovers. Oriel Park hosts the 99th meeting between Dundalk and Drogheda United, and Bohemians host bottom side UCD. In other news, Ralph Rangnick says he still wants to help Manchester United become a force again. He's to combine his role as consultant at the Premier League club with his new job as Austria's head coach. Rangnick has signed a 2-year deal with the Austrian FA and says he'll still have a big part in identifying potential United recruits. British businessman Jim Ratcliffe has made a late bid worth more than £4 billion to buy Chelsea. The owner of petrochemicals giant Ineos held discussions with the club's officials yesterday. The short list of potential owners is down to three, with Ratcliffe alongside two American consortiums. It's after Boston Celtics co-owner Steve Paglugia was told his proposal to take over at Stamford Bridge was unsuccessful. Up in Scotland, Celtic boss Ange Postecoglou is on the shortlist for Scotland's Manager of the Year award. He's already won the League Cup in his first season in charge and is close to taking back the Premiership title from Glasgow rivals Rangers. Postecoglou's up against Ross County's Malky McKay, Paul Hartley of Cove Rangers and Arbroath's Dick Campbell for the prize. In Gaelic games, there's Ulster Senior Football Championship action this weekend, with Monaghan facing Down on Saturday in Clonus, while Tyrone, they meet Derry on Sunday in Omagh. Both big games. The winners of those games will face off in the semi-finals. Back locally in Division 2 tonight, the Four Masters, they play Red Hughes. That one starts at 7:15. And in the Hurling League at 7 o'clock, Burt play St Dunans. Dunlow, they're up against Airua Ballyshannon, while at 8 o'clock, Sean McCool's, they play Setanta. In snooker, Ronnie O'Sullivan's won three frames in a row to lead John Higgins 8-6 in their World Championship semi-final at the Crucible. Later on this evening, Judd Trump will resume 11-5 up on Barrick Williams after they shared the spoils in this morning's session. And in horse racing, the feature race on the penultimate day of the Punchestown Festival is off shortly. Cheltenham champion hurdle winner Honeysuckle will start as odds-on favourite for the Paddy Power champion hurdle. Jockey Robbie Power is aiming to retire on a high. He'll be aboard the Gordon Elliott trained T. Hoopo, and the Willie Mullins trained Elbarra won the novice handicap chase in the past hour. In golf, Tom McKibben will miss the cut at the Catalunya Championship in the DP World Tour. He's in four over par. Jonathan Caldwell is the best of the Irish in one under par through 13 holes. Laurie Kanter leads the way on seven under par. And John Rahm is among the leaders on seven under par ahead of the second round of the PGA Tour's Mexico Open. Graham McDowell's already out on the course. He's two over par after his first nine holes of his second round, three shots off the cut mark. Meanwhile, Stephanie Meadow and Leona Maguire, they have work to do on day two at the Palos Verdes Championship in California. Meadow was two over par after yesterday's first round, with Maguire a further shot back. Minji Lee is the leader on eight under par. And finally, three-time Wimbledon tennis champion Boris Becker, he's been sentenced to 2.5 years behind bars in the UK. That was for flouting the terms of his 2017 bankruptcy. That's your sports. Back to Donal.
Thank you, Kenny. Agus an ish an uacht a leif ag Colm Ferriter.
Seawar ma has a Colm Ferriter in Seallan na príf scilta. Fógrí tar go bhfuil cenniú glacaí ag an cólacht ardan technóliachta Pangea a monach nua Europa a lonu I G-Tech na rossan ir a clachan lia. A cur leis an lianra da G-Tech nu na nal agus I gantar I gialtachta na hérin. Tá báil fornia na cólachta ag obair óna monáit nua hana féin I G-Tech na Rossan I gríal ar an chlachan leich agus táise bártithe ag an cólacht líon a fornia a vedu fwy trí ag an moldigita a siolú le garaj sa vyeav líon ab tá mát roin. Is cólacht ardan technóliachta é Pangea a chorin tahi charsin I réin réimsi ar fóil Lena narrator of grow fast grow international agus chain city go farchiocht the colocti technoliocta are fodden doin condlus occur lena lachnu donda sholu litcher hig realtus na bratinya agus realtus na herin marin lesh na parchi hegolier o hui a gale of carta chango o hui lelin namisa shaw false you and litcher of ishini he egbresh agus mila dinya san irish news sholu and litcher margal hip realtus na bratinya and raktiok a curry vime fridge westminster maravigalta aku o mi meha vanuri of ion haring realtus na bratinya sheer on galthana shin go publi na malav Tá réimsí imeachtaí fógartha ag líonra leitir cenan don saoirú seo ag ionad deofra le thart ar an bhéile. Chur thar tús le grúpa tahran agus tuismitheoirí an teart seo thugainn, agus beidh seisiúntaí ceol agus córa a reachtal go háitiúil fásta agus prab géaltacht an teartain seo thugainn chomh maith. Gaholas ag líonra LC Bunca í. Agus tá bonachar acuinní uair chuirtha ar fáil ag an Oireachtas do Craoltóirí, seoladh an leathanna Gaelpro an teachtain seo chun tuilliú tacaíochtaí seasta a chur ar fáil difeisiúd a tá fástaithe san airneal Craoltóire ar fud na tíre. Gaholas ag Gaelpro Bunca í. Sin mo thuid sa Eli go léir slán agus bannacht.
Colm agus Colm agus an ish on Aimshire. Turning cloudier through the evening and into tonight, the cloud increasing with outbreaks of rain and drizzle spreading from the west overnight, light variable winds or calm conditions at first, freshening from the southwest towards morning, lowest overnight temperatures 3 to 7, coldest earlier on. Tomorrow it'll be cloudy or overcast with outbreaks of rain or drizzle, persistent and heavy at times, top temperatures 11 or 12 degrees Celsius with mostly moderate or fresh southwest winds. They'll be stronger near the northwest coast. Looking at the headlines, HICWA has warned another serious safeguarding incident is conceivable if the HSE doesn't address governance and oversight issues at disability centres in Donegal. The HSE says a detailed compliance plan has been submitted to HICWA and is being implemented. HICWA says they'll be monitoring that pledge. Meanwhile, Deputy Thomas Pringle says this can't be treated as just a Donegal problem. He says governance issues abound at every level of the HSE. Initial project approval has been received for a planned extension at Deal College in Rafoe. 2,000 new COVID-19 cases have been reported this evening, 980 of them confirmed by PCR tests. Meanwhile, from today, the Department of Health says it'll no longer publish daily COVID-19 figures. The government's COVID hub will be regularly updated. The department says it'll be monitoring the situation on an ongoing basis. Next news at 6 o'clock. Good evening. The obituary notices for this Friday evening, the 29th of April. The death has taken place of Sadie Kelly, John Denny, Bally Sala, Glenn Gadd, removal from Cullen's funeral premises this evening at 8 o'clock, going to her daughter Hannah McAleady's residence at Greencastle Road, Moville. Funeral arrangements will be confirmed later. House private pleas from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has taken place of Rabina Sweeney, née Stewart, Cluncarney, Trenta, Churchill. Rabina's remains will repose at her late residence from 6 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Sunday afternoon for service in Trenta Presbyterian Church at 3 o'clock, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. The service can be viewed on the Trenta Presbyterian Church Facebook page. Family time please from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. Family flowers only please, donations to the Oncology Ward, Letterkenny University Hospital or Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Colum Ward, Figgart, Dunfanaghy. His remains will repose at his late residence from 6 o'clock this evening. Funeral Mass in Holy Cross Church, Dunfanaghy on Monday morning at 11, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Mass can be viewed live on mcnmedia.tv. Family time please from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m. Family flowers only please, donations if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member, or James Harkin, funeral director. The death has taken place of Kathleen Gallagher, née Hegarty, 6 Ardkane, Coolmore Road, Derry. Funeral from her home tomorrow morning at 10:30 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in Our Lady of Lourdes Church, Steelstown. Interment afterwards in the family plot in City Cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Alzheimer's Society, Seven Oaks, Derry. The death has occurred of Anne McGonigal, née O'Donnell, Belcritch, Kincashla. Her remains are reposing at her home, Rosary Nightly, at 9 o'clock. Funeral Mass on Sunday morning at 10 in St Mary's Church, Kincashla, with interment afterwards in Belcritch Cemetery. The death has occurred of Brandon Mitchell, 27, Cauchauan, St Johnson. At the request of the deceased, the wake, house and cremation are strictly private to family only, please. No mass cards or flowers, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to Animals in Need, Donegal, care of any family member or Kelly's funeral directors. The death has taken place of Elizabeth Hegarty, née Martin, Drumore, Letterkenny, formerly of Ruffoe. Wake today until 10 o'clock. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:15, going to St Eunan's Cathedral for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, which can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. Interment afterwards in New Leck Cemetery. Family time, please, before the funeral tomorrow. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Barnes View Ward, St Joseph's Hospital, care of any family member. And the death has occurred of Helen Sweeney, Biddy, late of Arahira, Fanad. Her remains are reposing at the family home with rosary tonight at 9 o'clock. Funeral from there tomorrow afternoon to St Mary's Church, Fanavalti, for Mass at 4 o'clock with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, tomorrow. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to the respiratory unit, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of Eamon Scott, funeral director, or any family member. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.